Welcome. Before we start, may I invite you to look all the way around this room and look to your left side, to your right, maybe behind you. And while doing so, you will notice people that you know for a long time. Old friends are here. Colleagues you worked with for several years. Maybe some friends from your school time, or even some relatives of you here in the circle. And other people are completely strangers. And you may ask yourself, this person looks pretty interesting. He is smiling. I need to meet him later on. But one thing is pretty clear. This room is full of hidden treasure in terms of wisdom, knowledge, experience. And we have about 5,300 years of life experience here in that room now. That's a lot. And we have about 180 mobile libraries, the books that you have been through. And when you look around, you can think of what type of treasure I'm ready to share with others, and what do I want to discover. And we can consider ourselves like on a treasure hunt, playing like kids. And this is what makes the conference rich.
Прошу вас посмотреть вокруг себя в этом кругу, направо, налево. Вы увидите глаза людей, которых собрала эта тема. Некоторые глаза вы видите довольно часто. Некоторые увидели впервые на этой конференции. Некоторые даже, может быть, впервые сегодня увидели. Некоторых вы знаете давно, с некоторыми только познакомились. Но то, что мы можем с уверенностью сказать, вот эти глаза, за ними скрываются огромные, пока еще скрытые для всех нас сокровища. Эти сокровища, тот опыт, который вы имеете, те знания, те умения, те связи, все, что может быть на самом деле интересно всем вам во время работы на этой конференции. Попробую пригласить вас к детской игре, которая называется «Охотники за сокровища». Почему бы не воспользоваться уникальной возможностью и не поискать то, что вы всю жизнь искали, какие сокровища вы искали в этом зале. Но также подумайте, чем вы могли бы поделиться с другими людьми, присутствующими на этой конференции, для того, чтобы можно было сокровища объединить и даже увеличить.
And the theme of our conference is clear, it's written over there, and we heard already Elke and Anya talking about it. And this format called Open Space is not new. And furthermore, in Open Space I can't do everything for you that you can do for yourself. So, and this wall over there is our agenda. And as you see, this is completely empty right now. But in 15 minutes or so, we will invite each and every one of you to identify any area or issue around our theme. Everybody is invited, nobody has to. And if you have such an issue, which you have some real passion for and are ready to take responsibility for, then you come here to the center, grab a piece of paper and a marker and write it down shortly, no PhD dissertation, and sign your name on. And because this is a bilingual conference, we invite you to do that in two languages also. That's why we put the line on the paper. And if you can't do it by yourself, find somebody else who is able to help you. And then you announce your issue to the audience, and we will give you the microphone, and you come here, say, my name is, and my issue is, and then you select a time and a place. Where do you want to talk about your issue? And you may think, wow, 1:30 is a nice time, and the room with the triangle over here is a good place. And then you select the post-it, you put it on a paper, and it goes to the bulletin board. You return to your seat, and the next come up. And this is how we create our agenda. And each issue is a reason for a small group to have a little conversation about this. And the work is also a little bit documented. And what I have here is the cover sheet of the book that we will receive tomorrow morning. And as you see, it's completely empty. But by tomorrow morning, this will be actually a book that you can read, and everybody will receive a copy of it. An important part of the book is the contact list. And this is the exercise you started already yesterday, so you checked your contact details. And you are invited to continue this before 2 o'clock today. So we will take it down, make the correction in the computer, print it, and put it in the book of proceedings, so that you can actually stay in contact with your colleagues after the conference.
Таким образом, вы обозначите для всех участников конференции, где и когда будет обсуждаться то, что волнует, интересует именно вас. Все, что будет обговариваться, те решения, которые будут приниматься, войдут в итоговую книгу конференции. Вот она. Пока что она состоит только из обложек. Но поверьте, к концу этого дня вы своими головами и руками напишите очень интересную книгу.
Contact list?
Извините. Поскольку книга будет действительно интересная, и для того, чтобы она работала, очень важно, чтобы в ней был полноценный раздел контактов всех участников, которые присутствуют на этом мероприятии. Возможно, вчера вы уже обратили внимание, что возле входа размещены листочки.
See as human beings to stay there and continue to talk about think. And very often we destroy the good results that were already accomplished when we continue talking about it. So in open space, don't waste your time. When it's over, it's over. Quit your group and go to a more productive place. That might be a cup of coffee, a nap in your room. It might be visiting another group. So find yourself a more productive place. Or a walk in the garden, also nice. Equally true is when it's not over, it's not over. If you have 1.5 hours with your group, and you work for 1 hour and 50 minutes, so la la, and in the last 15 minutes, a bright idea shows up, or an interesting topic comes to your mind, it's worth to continue. Then you book another session with the same people, or have dinner together, or meet over breakfast tomorrow morning. So what is not finished has to be finished.
Открытое пространство является открытым, когда соблюдается 4 принципа, работает один закон, присутствуют 2 явления и есть 1 предупреждение. Все это вы видите вокруг себя в этом зале. Начнем с принципов. Все пришедшие сюда люди необходимы и недостаточны. Это о вас. Вы те, кто достойны найти ответ на вопрос, вынесенный темой конференции. Часто мы задумываемся, ну как мы можем решить такой сложный вопрос без участия министра здравоохранения или труда и социальной политики нашей конференции. Это же их компетенция. Мы же сами не можем. Если бы договоры кто-то выросли, что будет неприемлемо, если оно происходит в контексте обсуждения темы конференции. Это отличается от традиционных конференций, когда очень детально разработан распорядок работы, поминутно расписаны выступления. Но довольно часто во время и в конце таких конференций появляется ощущение, что, знаете, можно было все поменять, все сделать по-другому, и мы, в конце концов, не пришли к ожидаемому результату. Вот здесь вы можете менять все так, как хотите, и тогда, как хотите, и тогда, когда хотите. Главное, чтобы вы были уверены, что идете к ожидаемому результату. Все начинается просто хорошие и светлые идеи, имеют свое собственное расписание. Мы не можем приказать идеальные идеи прийти к нам в 11.30, 12.30. Но мы можем терпеливо ждать, когда такая светлая, хорошая, умная идея посетит нас, и тогда встретить ее и развивать. То есть все начинается в подходящий момент. Четвертый принцип состоит из двух частей. Первая часть, если конец, то конец. Забирать у них место и время для их работы. Пожалуйста, организуйте себя таким образом, чтобы та каша, которая начала завариваться, не пропала. Говорите. Найдите время и место за ужином, за завтраком. Придите к тому решению, которое вы нащупали.
And then we have one law. It's over here. The law of mobility. And this translates as follows. Whenever I find myself in a group or a situation where I can neither learn nor contributing, I do this hugely complex exercise. I take my 2 feet and walk away. So I honor a group with my absence when I neither learn nor contributing. Or you can also say, if my mind goes on a journey, I take my body with me. So it's better to stay integrated, huh? So, and this law does at least 4 beautiful things. First, it makes exquisitely clear who is responsible for my learning. So that's me. I'm the only one who can direct these instruments, huh? Secondly, it takes care of the egotist. You know, you meet a person for the 99th time, he is telling the same old story for the 99th time that wasn't interesting in the first place. Guess who is keeping you there? I know we don't have any of those here in the room, but just in case, remember the principle, the law. And then, of course, we have butterflies and bumblebees, these two creatures. Bumblebees are those of you who can't really stay in one place for a long time. So they go from one group to another, and you think, oh, they're creating a mess. But wrong. They do what bumblebees do in nature. They cross-pollinate. So they grab a half-baked idea here, bring it to the another group, and at the end of the day, they have something that works. And if a bumblebee comes to your group, it's worse to welcome them and ask, what did you bring? Butterflies, completely different. Butterflies you find outside in a coffee place or in the garden. And butterflies are just beautiful. And they obviously don't take part in this activity very actively. But they're a very useful contribution as well. Butterflies are centers of inactivity. So there's nothing planned, and they provide a lot of space for new ideas. And if you meet a butterfly, it's also worth to get in touch and start a conversation, and this may lead to a lifelong relationship or something. And then we have one admonition. You saw it when you came into the building. Be prepared to be surprised. And this is about your expectation. So if you came to this conference with a certain set of expectation, you do yourself a big favor and trash it. It's better to leave the expectations outside, because what we need here is some space for new ideas. And only new ideas will bring us forward with the topic here. And if you leave this conference tomorrow afternoon with the same ideas you came with, then you wasted 1.5 days of your life. Some more technical information and then we are done. We arranged here in Net Building 15 breakout spaces. They are all marked with a symbol. You see them on the yellow papers over here. So we have 7 in that room. We have 2 on the stage. We have 2 down here in these rooms. We have behind the coffee room 2, and we have 2 upstairs in the second floor. And when you convene an issue here, let's say at 1:30, your responsibility is to be at the right time in the right place. And you start a conversation with the people that show up. That doesn't mean you are the expert, that doesn't mean you have all the answers, that doesn't mean you deliver a presentation or a speech or whatever. You have just a question and you start rooms also. And you find on the paper the title of the conference, then is some space to fill in your issue, and down on the page you will write the name of the convener and of the participants, and then there's a lot of space to fill in. And after each session, you deliver your reports to the report desk, which is over here. And here you will find also our team, which is Susanne and Michael and Mia and Frederik and Vladimir and Bogdan and me. And we will take these report sheets and enlarge them to A3 paper. Had a chance to be part of the discussion. The agenda says we have today 4 breakout sessions. This is 11:30, 1:30, coffee area as well. So don't go to the hotel, it's all served here. And we meet here for the evening news at 6:15. And today we are done at 6:30. Tomorrow morning we meet at 9:00 and then we have a little morning announcements. And then we will actually read the book that you produced today. So we will overnight copy the book for everybody. And after the reading, we will have a little planning session for the next 2.5 hours to think what comes next, what are the next steps, what should happen, must happen after this conference. Now, we invite each and every one of you to think of any area or issue around our theme. that you have some real passion for and that you are ready to take responsibility for. And if you have such an issue, you grab a piece of paper and a marker, write it down shortly, sign your name on, do it in two languages, and if you can't do it by yourself, find another person who helps. And then you announce it with a microphone and put it on a bulletin board according to the time and the space where you would like to work on it. And if you don't have any issue, we will observe the empty wall for the rest of today and tomorrow.
Если это еще не все, пожалуйста, объявляйте свои темы.
Is it over?
Это все?
We have a few more things to announce. First is, there is of course the opportunity during the course of the day to announce more issues. And that's why we're exchanging the black markers into red one. So if you come to the bulletin board and see a red issue, that's a new one. Shortly after our announcements, we will open the marketplace. But before, a few more things to know. What can happen in the groups you are going to work in now? First is, you announce the issue and you come to the right time and the right place and nobody else is there. Then you can, of course, you can ask yourself, was that a good idea to announce the topic? Or is it the right time? But maybe it's the right time and you are the only person competent to deal with that issue. Then you can enjoy yourself, spend 1.5 hours with different personalities of yourself, have a nice conversation, write down your protocol so one person can be a group.
Напоминаю, что человек, который инициировал обсуждение того или иного вопроса, ответственен за то, чтобы быть в нужное время в нужном месте. Что может произойти в нужное время в нужном месте? Может случиться так, что этот человек придет, и кроме него или нее больше никто не появится для обсуждения. С одной стороны, это может выглядеть странно, но в открытом пространстве это абсолютно нормально. Возможно, вы именно тот человек, который достоин найти ответ на тот вопрос, который вас больше всего интересует. Пожалуйста, воспользуйтесь возможностью пообщаться с собой и прийти к интересному решению. С другой стороны, может быть ситуация,
and you have an equally good discussion with the people interested in the topic, also possible. Or you find an interesting topic, you go to the right time, to the right place, and there are no people, but just a sign that's saying, we are in the park and there's a mobile phone number, so you call the people, meet in a park and have a conversation elsewhere. Also possible.
Также может случиться, что вы пришли в определенное время для обсуждения интересующего вопроса.
The group around the issue. That doesn't mean you actually show up. Maybe you use the law of two feet, but you are interested in that topic. And this is how you create the groups. And then, of course, an interesting situation can happen. I have an interesting issue posted at 1:30, and I see...
Помните о законе. Но если вдруг случилось такое.